How should we talk to atheists? Hi, Calvin Smith here, and welcome to Creation Basics, where our goal is to make God's creation part of your everyday conversation. Now, today's question is, how should we talk to atheists, or really anyone who sets themselves against the gospel? I guess just atheists are seen as, you know, kind of the furthest from the Christian worldview, I guess you could say. Well, have you ever been in a gospel-oriented conversation with an atheist, you know, perhaps on Facebook or even face-to-face? How about one who uses some pretty spicy and even vulgar language? I mean, how should you respond as a faithful witness for Christ? I'm just going to confess, with my personality, I'm often tempted to just jump right in there and join in a fight. You know, rather than seeing them as a soul to be rescued, I just combat. I just have to remember that Jesus promised, if they've persecuted me, they'll also persecute you. He said that in John 15. You know, Paul also instructed godly Christians to expect persecution in 2 Timothy. We shouldn't see this as a personal attack. You know, we really shouldn't be surprised by hostile opposition to biblical truth and the gospel. How we think about others will affect how we talk to them. So no matter how aggressive they might be, atheists are, well, they're descendants of Adam. They're made in the image of God, just like us. I know because I used to consider myself one. They're just sinners, just as we were before we trusted in Christ as our Savior. And Jesus loves sinners and died for them, as it says in Romans 5, 6-8. Now, atheists, like all other non-Christians, we need to understand they're deceived by the devil, who's blinded their minds. You see, despite all their protests to the contrary, atheists have actually been made aware of God, both from the witness of creation and from their conscience. But they're suppressing that truth because of their sin and unrighteousness. You know, the entire creation is evidence that will be used against them in God's courtroom on the Day of Judgment, which is why we should try to argue persuasively, like Paul did, to show them that this evidence is clear. So, how should we talk to the atheist? Well, if you're really conscious of the truths that we've just discussed, we should be respectful, just like 1 Peter 3:15 says. Regardless of his or her hostility, we should respond with gentle words, like Proverbs 15 talks about, and seeking a peaceful discussion and not returning evil for evil. I mean, you recognize all of these verses I'm referencing here, right? It's just that it's a hard thing to do sometimes when you're in the thick of it with someone that's disagreeing with you, especially something so personal about what you believe. But remember, our job is not to drown people, it's to throw them a life preserver. Now, some of us that might be a little rougher around the edges, you know, they like to speak about verses like, well, you know, Elijah mocked the Israelite prophets of Baal, and Jesus called people, you know, the Jewish Pharisees, whitewashed tombs and a brood of vipers. You know, you can get rough with people. But they were confronting apostate religious leaders who'd repeatedly refused to respond to the truth. You know, furthermore, Jesus knew that he knew their hearts, the Pharisees' hearts, and Elijah was executing judgment on false prophets, not offering them hope in the gospel. And Paul, of course, instructed Timothy not to be quarrelsome, but to be patient and gentle and humble when teaching and sharing. Now, I know he also told them to rebuke when necessary with all long-suffering and teaching, but there's a balance here, because even when we have to boldly point out a scoffer's repeated refusal to hear God's word, we should do this with humble, patient teaching, not some kind of caustic personal attack. If at all possible, we want to maintain a good relationship with a person we disagree with, no matter how hostile to our worldview they are, because sometimes it's almost like they're just testing us to see if we really believe, what we believe and if there's any merit to it. But nobody likes to be insulted, and people just aren't going to listen to you if you just see you as being rude or trying to win a fight. Finally, we need to watch over our hearts, because out of it, our mouths speak. Be brutally honest with yourself. And if your words are prideful or hateful, just leave them unsaid. I know myself that I need to be constantly reminded to remember that except for God's grace in my life, I could very well still be an atheist. May God help us to be humble, loving, bold, winsome, and confident defenders of the Christian faith as we seek to lead atheists or anyone else to the Savior. So how do you talk to an atheist? Well, heed the Master's words. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them.